The State Banner. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment. It's March, and as our favorite teams are gearing up for the tournament madness, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward. This is Iowa's Flag Day, the day on which the Iowa General Assembly officially approved a state flag back in 1921. There was no state flag for the first 75 years that Iowa was a state. In World War I, Iowa's chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution set up a contest to design a flag that Iowans could carry into battle. The winner was Dixie Cornell Gebhardt of Knoxville. And that Iowa regimental flag was adopted as Iowa's state flag a few years after the war. Some have noticed a good deal of resemblance between the Iowa flag and that of the country of France. That's no accident. The land that is now Iowa was part of the Louisiana Purchase in 1803 when the U.S. bought the land from France. Dixie Gebhardt wrote that, "Iowa's banner should embrace the history of its domain, from the time of its occupation by the Indians to discovery by the French and purchase from Napoleon by Jefferson, to its admission into the Union down to the present time. All this should be represented in a design so simple that school children and adults can recognize its symbolism and know that it meant Iowa." Now that includes blue, white, and red stripes with an eagle displayed on the white center stripe. The eagle carries in its beak blue streamers with the state motto, "Our liberties we prize and our rights we will maintain." The word Iowa is in red, the color of blood. Mrs. Gebhardt said she used that to symbolize the wartime sacrifices our boys may make for us. That original flag design was drawn in crayon. You can see it today on display in the Marion County Courthouse in Knoxville. Iowa's flag has flown proudly now for more than a century, ever since it was approved by the state legislature on this date in 1921. And that's Iowa Almanac for March 29th. Follow us on Instagram at Iowa Almanac. Until Monday, I'm Jeff Stein.